Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to another News and Focus program. I'm turning the mic back on because I have this article emailed to me from a soldier in my church, and it's dated April 9th, 2013. It's coming from Todd Starnes on FoxNews.com, and it makes particular reference to Lieutenant Colonel Jack Rich. So I went to the internet to see if I could validate that there is such a man as a Lieutenant Colonel Jack Rich, who is assigned to Fort Campbell in Kentucky, and it was easy. I found a video of this infantry battalion commander conducting an after-action review, so I have good assurance that the validity of this story is true. A U.S. Army officer, that is to say Jack Rich, sent an email to dozens of subordinates listing the American Family Association and Family Research Council as, quote, domestic hate groups, end quote, because they oppose homosexuality, and he warned officers to monitor soldiers who might be supporters of the groups. Just want to ensure everyone is somewhat educated on some of the groups out there that do not share our Army values, read an email from Lieutenant Colonel Jack Rich to three dozen subordinates at Fort Campbell in Kentucky. When we see behaviors that are inconsistent with Army values, don't just walk by. Do the right thing and address the concern before it becomes a problem. Tony Perkins, president of the Family Research Council, told Fox News he was disturbed by the contents of the email. It's very disturbing to see where the Obama administration is taking the military and is using it as a laboratory for social experimentation, and also as an instrument to fundamentally change the culture, he said. The message is very clear. If you are a Christian who believes in the Bible, who believes in transcendent truth, there is no place for you in the military. The Army denied there is an attack on Christians or those who hold religious beliefs. The notion that the Army is taking an anti-religion or anti-Christian stance is contrary to any of our policies, doctrines, and regulations, said George Wright, Army spokesman at the Pentagon. Any belief that the Army is out to label religious groups in a negative manner is without warrant. Wright said they are checking into the origin of the email. At this point, it's unclear who ordered the email to be sent and why. The 14-page email documented, 14-page, did you hear that? The 14-page email documented groups the military considers to be anti-gay, anti-immigrant, and anti-Muslim. Among the other groups mentioned are neo-Nazis, racist skinheads, white nationalists, and the Ku Klux Klan. Well, is the article, and it seems to be, making a connection between the Family Research Council and the Ku Klux Klan? What do you think of that? The Family Research Council and the American Family Association were listed as being anti-gay. The religious right in America has employed a variety of strategies in its efforts to beat back the increasingly confident gay rights movement, the officer wrote. One of those has been defamation. The officer accused the Christian right of engaging in the crudest types of name-calling, describing LGBT people as perverts with filthy habits who seek to snatch the children of straight parents and convert them to gay sex. Well, if Lieutenant Colonel Jack Rich listened to the podcast that the pastors of Brian did this afternoon, he might agree again or feel justified as we attempted to communicate the truth that the Word of God says and then the pragmatic reasons why homosexual behavior is prohibited in the Word of God. Last week, Fox News reported that an Army training instructor told a reserve unit based in Pennsylvania that evangelical Christians and Catholicism were examples of religious extremism. The Army categorized that episode as an isolated incident. Ron Cruz, executive director of the Chaplain Alliance, told Fox News that the latest revelation is proof of a larger problem within the military leadership. So here's the question, listener, I want you to ask and then answer. How many isolated incidents can you have before you have a problem? How many isolated incidents are there before they become systemic. How many? 3, 4, 5, 2 in a week. At what point do we recognize that our military is being fundamentally changed and it is becoming anti-Christ in its orientation? We are concerned that this is more than an isolated incident. We'd like answers. Is there a policy in the military concerning people of faith? Crew said that soldiers have religious liberty and they should not be punished for being members of a respected religious groups. This is part of a trend that is concerning us. Several in the military have this belief that evangelicals and people who hold to traditional values seem to be a problem and need to be monitored. And it's the values of evangelicals and Catholics, Perkins said. It's not the values of the vast majority of those serving in our nation's military. I think it's the values of this administration trying to superimpose them upon our military. Lieutenant General retired Jerry Boykin, and if you were ever assigned to Fort Bragg, that name will ring a bell. He was quite the leader in the Special Forces community. Now an executive vice president of the FRC told Fox News that all Americans should be concerned about the contents of the email. If this is an action of a single Army lieutenant colonel, it needs to be investigated, he said. On the other hand, if what he reflects is a shifting policy or an attitude of an Army or DOD, then I think it's a much bigger issue. Boykin served more than 36 years in the military before retiring in 2007. Among the other incidents that can be talked about, War Games Center at Fort Leavenworth that identified Christian groups and evangelical groups as being potential threats. 2009 Department of Homeland Security memorandum identified future threats to national security from evangelicals. A West Point study released by the U.S. Military Academy Combating Terrorism Center that linked pro-lifers to terrorism. Evangelical leader Franklin Graham was uninvited to the Pentagon's National Day of Prayer. Christian prayers were banned at the funeral services of veterans at the Houston National Cemetery. Bibles were banned at Walter Reed Army Medical Center. Christian crosses and a steeple were removed from a chapel in Afghanistan. Catholic chaplains were told not to read a letter to parishioners from their archbishop related to Obamacare mandates. But Boykin called the newly uncovered email the most egregious attack. That kind of rhetoric isolating the institution of the military from a large sector of American population, he said, this is an attack not only on the Christian faith, but fundamental traditional American values. Cruz said the military is getting their information on domestic hate groups from the Southern Poverty Law Center, and the email written by the Lieutenant Colonel referenced that organization. This is disturbing that the military would use this list composed by the Southern Poverty Law Center when these organizations are highly esteemed and respected in the evangelical community, making reference back to the FRC. The Chapel Alliance filed a Freedom of Information request asking that if the SPLC list had been widely distributed to the military or if it had been used in a formal manner. The response they got from the Department of Defense left Cruz troubled. They told us they had no record of the SPLC list being used, even though the email clearly proves otherwise. Well, the reality is, having spent 20 years in the Army myself, it would be nearly impossible for the top to know what the bottom is doing in such a giant organization. So it is not surprising that the Pentagon would not know what one of the hundreds and hundreds of battalions are doing in on a particular installation. Just as a point of reference, there's 10 infantry battalions, maybe more, maybe 12 if I think a little bit harder, on Fort Bragg. That doesn't even include military police, engineers, artillery, just on and on. So the number of battalions out there, the number of lieutenant colonels, the number of emails that are transmitted, it must be to be thousands upon thousands, perhaps as many as a million emails a day would maybe not be an unrealistic number considering the number of soldiers, in the Army and in the Department of Defense. So the idea that someone should be able to keep track of this is just ridiculous. And so this is really reflective of the way some of the leadership, hopefully the extreme minority, is completely buying into the anti-evangelical perspective. David Jeremiah, the pastor of Shadow Mountain Community Church, was among the first to publicly support the FRC and the AFR and to denounce the attack. For it to be coming from the left-wing political groups is one thing, but for it to be coming from our own government is unconscionable to me, he told Fox News. Shadow Mountain is an evangelical megachurch near San Diego, attended by many military families. Jeremiah said he suspects that there is a significant disconnect between the Pentagon and the rank-and-file troops. There are so many good and godly people in the military who would be appalled to think that their leaders would be saying things like this. He said, the attempt on the part of social engineers of our day to secularize our culture is in full swing. Everything they can do to remove God, the Bible, and morality from the marketplace is being done not subtly, but overtly. Not subtly, but overtly. And of course, the reality is that we are in a fight. We're in a fight. There's a legitimate fight to be had for our nation and who will guide the future of our nation. And therein lies the issue. Therein lies the rub. Thanks for listening. Every effort is being made to provide you with good information that will help legitimize and solidify your worldview and to give you ammunition to fight well. And by ammunition, I'm talking about truth. Talking about truth. And to make you aware of what's going on in this nation so that you can be a good soldier for the cross of Christ or for Christ, representing the cross in Christ. Thanks for listening. Have a great evening.